بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. السلام عليكم everyone. Welcome to our session on the مراقي السعادات of Imam أبو الإخلاص الشرنبولالي رحمه الله. We are on the section on Fasrun fil Mufsidat, the section on that which invalidates the fasting. We will go through this section bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We'll read the text as is been our norm, and then we'll go through the translation insha'Allah. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he says Fasrun fil Mufsidat, section on those things that invalidate our fast. أفعال الصائم ثلاثة، منها ما يوجب الكفارة بالقضاء، ومنها ما يوجب القضاء بدون الكفارة، ومنها ما لا يوجب شيئا، ومنها ما يوجب كراهة. فإن أكل أو شرب غذاء أو دواء أو جامع في أحد السبيلين عمدا قضى وكفر، فيحرر رقبة، فإن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين، فإن لم يستطع بطعم 60 مسكينا يطعم 60 مسكينا لكل نصف صاع من بر، وإن فعل ذلك ناسيا بأن أكل أو شرب أو جامع ناسيا لا شيء عليه. He rahimahullah, he says that the af'al al-sa'im divides up into three categories, he says, but actually if you look at it, it's four. So he says af'al al-sa'im thalatha. So he says rahimahullah that there's three categories of those who fast. And we're going to see that he actually mentions four. Minha, one of them, ma yujibu al-kafara wal-qadha, that which mandates or necessitates a kafara and a qadha. In other words, you have to do two things. You have to you have to have an expiation for the fast. You got to pay a penalty for the fast. And you have to make up the fast as well. وَمِنْهَا مَا يُوجِبُ الْقَضَاءَ بِدُونِ الْكَفَارَةِ. Then there are those instances where you only make up the prayer, but you do not have a penalty for it. So those actions where the fasts are invalidated, the first is you have a penalty to pay, and you have to make up the fast as well for breaking that fast. وَمِنْهَا مَا يُوجِبُ الْقَضَاءَ بِدُونِ الْكَفَارَةِ. Then there are those that only require a make-up, a qadha, without any penalty. وَمِنْهَا مَا لَا يُوجِبُ شَيْئًا. There's things when you fast are broken, there's instances when you fast are broken, لَا يُوجِبُ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing that is obligated on the person, whether to make that up or to pay a penalty, to expiate the expiation for breaking that fast. وَمِنْهَا مَا يُوجِبُ الْكَرَاهَةَ. And then there is the category that you don't have to have any qadha and you don't have to pay a penalty, but it's disliked, which means that the third category must be ما لَا يُوجَبُ شَيْئًا, that which requires for the person to do nothing, and there's no disliked element. So when you fast, your actions fall into four types. those actions that obligate a penalty and a make-up fast. Yeah, أفعال الصائم منها ما يوجب الكفارة والقضاء. If you do an action that during your fast, there are those actions that make you that necessitate you to pay a penalty and to make it up. ومنها ما يوجب القضاء بدون الكفارة. Then there are those actions when you're fasting that obligate the make-up fast on you, but there is no penalty to pay. And then there are actions that oblige nothing on you, and the act that you do is not disliked. That's the third category. ومنها ما لا يوجب شيء وما لا يوجب شيء وما لا يوجب الكراهة. The fourth category is those actions that if you do it, they're disliked to do, but you're not obligated to make it up and you're not obligated to pay a penalty. So then he goes on to talk about the first category. The first category. فإن أكل أو شرب غذاء أو دواء أو جامع في أحد سبيلين عمدا قضى وكفر. If one eats, أكل أو شرب or drinks something that is of that is something that is normally eaten, yeah, or some medicine someone takes, or someone has physical intercourse in either the front or the rear, ahadis sabilain, either one of the two passages, whether from the front or the back, and one does that amdan, on purpose, meaning if one eats or drinks or is involved in physical intercourse deliberately amdan, then qada wa kafar, then that person, that act will obligate you to make up the fast, because the fast is now broken and it requires you to not only make it up but to also pay a penalty for it. And so one must make it up and one must pay a penalty for it. And what's the penalty? فَيُحَرِّرُ رَقَبَةً. Either you free a slave. فَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ. If one is unable to find a slave to free. فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْن مُتَتَابِعِينَ. If you're not able to, then you must... then you have to, fast 2 months consecutively. You have to fast 2 months consecutively. And then if you are in lam yastati', and if you are generally unable to fast 2 consecutive months, 2 months in a row, if you're generally unable to do that, well, in lam yastati', يطعم 60 مسكينا, then you have to feed 60 poor people نصف صاع من بر. You have to feed them half a صاع, which is about roughly 2.5 kilograms, yeah, approximately 2.5 kilograms of bur, or wheat, or you can give the equivalent monetary value of wheat as well to every person. So likullin, to each of the poor persons, you have to give half a sa', half a measurement, roughly 2.5 kgs, 2.2, 2.3 kgs of wheat or its monetary equivalent to each of those persons. وإن فعل ذلك ناسيا بأن أكل أو شرب أو جامع ناسيا لا شيء عليه. So if anyone does one of those three acts, drinks, eats, or has physical intercourse forgetfully, then then لا شيء عليه. There's nothing for him. There's nothing obligated on him. لا شيء عليه. So if you forget that you're fasting, if you forget that you're fasting, you genuinely forget that you're fasting, and you do one of these three acts, then by the fadl and the karam and the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person does not, there's not anything for a person to do. So you don't make up the fast, your fast doesn't break, you don't have to make it up, and you don't have to pay a penalty, a kafara. Then here, rahimahullah, he says, وَإِنْ ذَاقَ شَيْئًا أَوْ مَضَغَهُ بِلَا عُذْرٍ أَوْ قَبَّلَ وَلَمْ يَأْمَنْ كُرِهَ وَإِنْ أَمِنَ الْجِمَاعَ وَالْإِنْزَالِ بِالْقِبْلَةِ فَلَا يُكْرَهُ وَالْحِجَامَةُ وَالْفَصْلُ إِنْ لَمْ تُضْعِفُهُ لَا يُكْرَهُ وَلَا يُكْرِهُ السِّوَاكُ وَلَا آخِرَ النَّهَارِ والمضمضة والاستنشاق ووضع ثوب مبتل وثوب مبتل على جسده للحر ووضع ثوب مبتل على جسده للحر. He says, وإن ذاق شيئا أو مضغه بلا عذر أو قبل ولم يأمن كره. If a person tastes something, if a person tastes something, أو مضغه بلا عذر. So if a person tastes something, أو قبل أو لم يأمن كره وإن أمن الجماع والإنزال بالقبلة فلا يكره والحجامة والفصد إن لم تضعفه لا يكره ولا يكره السواك ولو آخر النهار والمضمضة والاستنشاق ووضع ثوب مبتل على جسده للحر. Right, so he says, if to taste something, أو مضغ بلا عذر, and then if someone engages in kissing, ولم يأمن كره. فإن أمن الجماع والإنزال بالقبلة فلا يكره. If a person is kisses and but is very sure that nothing's going to happen as a result, then this is disliked. This is disliked. And if وإن أمن الجماع والإنزال بالقبلة فلا يكره. If there is no fear that through this intercourse or any kind of inzal ejaculation will occur because of touching or kissing, then there's no nothing disliked about that. Well, hijama, undertaking hijama, والفصد إن لم تضعفه لا يكره. If one does cupping hijama, like drawing blood, then and that doesn't weaken a person, then this is not disliked. This is not disliked. Then he says, ولا يكره السواك. It is not disliked to use the سواك. ولو آخر النهار. Even if it's used at the end of the day, it's a sunnah to use a سواك anyway. والمضمضة, rinsing the mouth or the nose, putting the fluffing out water from the nose, is not disliked either. Nothing will happen to the fast. And then he says, "ووضع ثوب مبتل على جسده للحر." Placing a wet garment on one's body, because of the heat, does nothing to the fast. So I think this bit here is the third category. Is the third category. Those ما لا يوجب شيء. Those things that necessitate nothing. So from that line to here is the third category. Is the third category. And then the second category begins from here. So in dhaqa shay, to taste something that is not normally eaten. Then he says, وَمَضَغَ بِلَا عُذْرٍ. And then he says, أَوْ قَبَّلَ. These things are the second category, it must be. No, this is sorry, this is the fourth category. Sorry, hang on. Sorry, my computer's playing up. Sorry, hang fourth, it's a fourth category there. Sorry, not the second category. Brain's frying up today. My apologies, I don't know why things are just dragging so slow today in the document. Right. Getting there, nearly there. Right. So let's delete this because this is the fourth. This is the let's get the rubber. All right, so the Sheikh Rahimahullah, my apologies for this taking so long. So he says, وَإِنْ ذَاقَ شَيْئًا, to taste something, أَوْ مَضَغَهُ بِلَا عُذْرٍ, to chew something without an excuse, أَوْ قَبَّلَ, أو to kiss someone, وَلَمْ يَأْمَنْ كُرِهَ. This is the قرينة, this is the indication that tells us he's talking about the third category. Hang on a sec. The fourth category, sorry, so you put the fourth category here. So the fourth category starts from here. وَإِنْ ذَاقَ شَيْئًا, to taste something, أَوْ مَضَغَهُ بِلَا عُذْرٍ, or to chew something without an excuse, أَوْ قَبَّلَ وَلَمْ يَأْمَنْ كُرِيَ. If someone tastes something, and if someone chews something without a reason, and if someone eat kisses their partner but walam ya'man, and he's not but has no but he's not sure what it might lead to, then this is disliked. However, if he's pretty sure that nothing will happen, wa in amina al jima'a wal inzala بالقبلة فلا يكره. If he feels that no, nothing's going to happen to me, then it's not disliked. So if one's going to feel secure that nothing's going to happen from engaging in intercourse or from ejaculation due to them kissing, then it's not disliked. Yeah. Then he goes to the third one. Right, so we got the fourth, so we got the fourth one that comes before the third. Remember, the third one are any actions that you do, the third category, la yujabu shay, you're not obligated to do anything, and that your acts are not disliked. Whereas the fourth one, la yujabu shay, your acts don't require you to make up the fast because it doesn't break the fast, and then there's no kafara, there's no penalty, but your acts are disliked, and that's the fourth category. So the fourth category has come before the third. So the third category says, doing hijama, drawing blood out the body, and things like that, wal fasl, drawing the blood out the body, in lam tudifuhu la yukrah. If it doesn't weaken the person, then it's not disliked. So these are the non-dislike categories of actions. وَلَا يُكْرَهُ السِّوَاكُ وَلَوْ آخِرَةَ النَّهَارِ. It is not disliked to use a toothstick, even if at the end of the day. وَالْمَضْمَضَةُ, rinsing your mouth. وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقُ, flushing the nose out. These are not disliked. Of course, rinsing the mouth and flushing the nose out, as long as it doesn't go down the throat, no water goes down the throat. Well, wad'u thawbin, putting a mubtal, a soaked or a wet cloth ala jasadihi, on a person's body, because of the heat, lilhar, is not disliked. Is not disliked. So that will be the third category. And then he says, وَإِنْ إِحْتَقَنَ أَوْ إِسْتَعَطَ أَوْ وَصَلَ إِلَى جَوْفِهِ مَا لَا يُؤْكَلُ كَتُرَابٍ أَوْ سَبَقَ مَاءُ الْمَضْمَضَةِ حَلَقَهُ خَطَأً أَوْ أُكْرِهَ عَلَى الْإِفْطَارِ أَوْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتْ النِّئَةَ فَأَكَلَ بَعْدَ مَا نَوَى نَهَارًا أَوْ أَنْزَلَ بِمَسٍّ أَوْ قُبْلَةٍ أَوْ أَدْخَلَ فِي دُبُرِهِ مَاءً أو أدخل أحد في جوفه ماء وهو نائم أو استقاء فعليه القضاء بدون الكفارة. Right. Now, those he's talking about the second category here, those that require a makeup fast. A qada, but no kafara. So from here, qada, but no kafara. So you have qada, but no kafara. So no kafara. وَإِنْ إِحْتَقَنَ, if he uses inserts like a something into his orifice, but whether into the front part or the anus, the back part, using anything, inserting anything into the front or the back passages, أو وصل إلى جوفه, or anything that reaches the cavity of the body, ma la yukalu katurabin, something not that you don't normally eat and you don't really use it for any medicinal purposes, like dirt, anything like that that reaches the cavity of the body, aw sabaqa ma'u al-madmadati halaqahu khat'an, or accidentally water accidentally going down one's throat after rinsing water in one's mouth after doing madmada, أو أكره على الإفطار, being forced to break or coerced to break one's fast, أو لم يبيت النية, sort of, أو لم يبيت النئة فأكل بعدما نوى نهارا, eating in the daytime, for a fast that you didn't make the intention the night before. لم يبيت النئة, you didn't make your intention the night before. فأكل ما بعد نوى نهارا, but you made the intention during the day to fast and you ate after you'd made that intention during the day. أو أنزل بمس أو قبلة, to release, to ejaculate, if it is because of touching or through kissing. أو أدخل في دبره ماء, or if water enters one's back passage. أو أدخل أحد في جوفه ماء وهو نائم, or if someone enters a, you know, enters something like water into his body cavity while he's asleep. أو استقاء, making yourself vomit, فعليه القضاء بدون الكفارة, that in this instance one must make up those fasts because the fast is broken, but there's no penalty to be paid. So that's the second category there. ما لا يوجب القضاء بدون الكفارة. بدون الكفارة. And then he, rahimahullah, says, ويستحب السحور وتأخيره وتعجيله الفطر إذا لم يكن بالسماء غيم، وإذا فسد صومه أو قدم من سفره بعد فطره، أو طهرت الحائض أو النفساء، أو أسلم الكافر، أو بلغ الصبي، لزم إمساك بقية اليوم وعليهم القضاء إلا الأخيرين. He says, rahimahullah, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ السُّحُورِ. The following waking up, the following acts are mustahab, actually, all these acts. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ السُّحُورِ. To have the pre-dawn meal is highly emphasized. وَتَأْخِيرُهُ. To delay it before Fajr, but obviously one is very, very sure that one is not going to go into Fajr time, but if one can delay it to before Fajr, then this is very recommended. وَتَعَجِيلُ الْفِطْرِ. To hasten in breaking one's fast. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالسَّمَاءِ غَيْمٍ. As long as it's not cloudy, as long as that day is not cloudy. Why? Because you got to be sure that Maghrib has occurred to break your fast, right? Because you don't want to break, you don't want to eat before it's proper time. You don't want to eat before the proper time, so you got to be sure. Then he says, وَإِذَا فَسَدَ صَوْمُهُ. If one's fasting is indeed invalidated, أَوْ قَدِمَ مِنْ سَفَرِهِ بَعْدَ فِطْرِهِ. If one arrives at one's place from their travels but was not fasting, if a woman, طهرت الحائض, if a woman who was on a menstruation becomes pure, أو نفساء, or she's in a post-birth bleeding, that finishes and she becomes pure, or أسلم الكافر, if a non-Muslim embraces Islam, or a child becomes an adult, أو بلغ الصبي, لازم إمساك بقية اليوم. In other words, وعليهم القضاء إلا الأخيرين. It says لازم الإمساك بقية اليوم. So, for the remainder of the day, anything that would invalidate the fast must not be done. Those cases that the Sheikh just mentioned, rahimahullah, which starts from here. If someone breaks their fast, then لازم إمساك بقية اليوم. He has to carry on as though he's fasting. You shouldn't do anything that would break the fast. He's got to stop doing and stop himself from doing anything that would normally break the fast. So if you broke your fast, إِذَا فَسَدَ صَوْمُهُ, if a person has broken his fast, he's got to carry on for the rest of the day by not doing anything that would normally break the fast. أَوْ قَدِمَ مِنْ سَفَرِهِ بَعْدَ فِطْرِهِ. If someone arrives back from traveling and he's not fasting, because you don't have to fast when you're traveling, right? So if one comes back home and one isn't fasting, then one has to remain refrain from doing any act that would normally break the fast. If a woman becomes pure from her menstruation, for the rest of the day she's got to do, she shouldn't do anything that would normally break the fast, like eat, drink, things like that. Same as a woman who's just become pure from her post-birth bleeding. Or when a non-Muslim becomes Muslim. As soon as they become Muslim, they declare the Shahada. If half a day is left before it's iftar time, then he shouldn't do any actions that would invalidate the fast for the remainder of that day. Same with a child who becomes, you know, baligh, becomes now mature. He says, wa alayhim al-qada, the first three cases, which is this, 1, 2, 3. These three cases require a person to do qada fast. They've got to make up the fast. And the last two here, 4 and 5, they don't require a make up fast. So if a non-Muslim becomes a Muslim during Ramadan and he does it during the day, he makes his shahada during the day, and then there's time left before iftar. And if a young boy or girl becomes baligh, becomes an adult, or, you know, reaches the age of puberty in the month of Ramadan, and there's time left before iftar, neither of them need to make up the fast, but they shouldn't do anything that would break the fast by someone who is fasting. Yeah, you shouldn't do any acts that will break the fast. But if you invalidate your fast, if you come back from your travels, and you've already eaten, and if women were in a state of impurity and they become pure, these three states require you to make up the fast. Okay, what we will do, inshallah, we'll pause it here. And then we will pick it up next week when we cover, inshallah, the excuses or exemptions when it comes to fasting. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining me. I'll see you in our next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.